So when a pig is stressed, the body immediately shifts into a survival mode. And when that happens, this energy that they would normally be using for growth gets rerouted towards things like maintaining body temperature, activating the immune system, repairing the gut lining. And all of those things are very metabolically expensive. Even under normal circumstances, the GI tract has got a very high turnover rate, and that's very costly. And so maintaining the barrier without any stress is already very energy expensive. So then when stress happens, we see that cost go way up, and then permeability increases, inflammation increases. And so the pig has to spend all of that extra energy diverted towards that. And so even if they're eating the same, fewer nutrients are actually going to be available for growth. So it steals, stress is stealing calories and nutrients.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at FortivaImpact.com. Kemin invites you to optimize swine health and nutrition. Dive in at Kemin.com/swine. Essential Ag Solutions, bringing innovative science-based solutions to livestock producers. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit barnes-na.com/animal nutrition. DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Revenue grew, so did your hours. The owner's box, buy back 20 a week.
Stop hiring for problems automation can solve. Start with Elevate Agents.
Don't hire another VA stuck in 2015. Hire a remote AI specialist from Latin who runs AI tools, works in your time zone, and helps your team move faster. Schedule your free strategy call at www.wisevas.io. Zentrix OS, the business operating system built for teams who are serious about goals, tasks, and measurable results. One platform to run your entire operation. Zentrix Insights. The right person in the right seat starts with knowing how your team is actually wired. Visit ZentrixInsights.com. Herd Software aligns your data. Guilt aligns your people. GetGuilt.com.
Welcome to the Swine Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, where we explore the science behind swine nutrition. I'm your host, Jorge Estrada. And today in our podcast, we have Dr. Sarah Pierce, who is a research animal physiologist with the USDA. Today, we'll be talking about stress as a nutrient thief, you know, how modern stressors hijack energy, gut functions, and feed efficiency in pigs. Dr. Pierce, it's a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me back, and I'm excited to talk to you about this topic today.
Excellent. Well, you know, it's always exciting learning new things, and, you know, this is a new concept, you know, stress or as a thief, right? So you describe stress as a nutrient thief, right? Can you explain what you mean with that term in, you know, how pigs actually use or lose energy during stress events?
Yeah, of course. So I use that term just because it's basically what happens. So when a pig is stressed, the body immediately shifts into a survival mode. And when that happens, this energy that they would normally be using for growth gets rerouted towards things like maintaining body temperature, activating the immune system, repairing the gut lining. And all of those things are very metabolically expensive. Even under normal circumstances, the GI tract has got a very high turnover rate, and that's very costly. And so maintaining the barrier without any stress is already very energy expensive. So then when stress happens, we see that cost go way up, and then permeability increases, inflammation increases. And so the pig has to spend all of that extra energy diverted towards that. And so even if they're eating the same, fewer nutrients are actually going to be available for growth. So it steals, stress is stealing calories and nutrients.
Fortiva is moving beyond feed additives to create foundational ingredients that work with your pig's physiology to support resilience and health. With proven technologies like Ambitine, Flow Matrix, and Endura, Fortiva helps you address the toughest challenges in swine production. From gut health to growth performance,
Together, we can make animals more resilient in the face of future challenges. Learn how at FortivaImpact.com.
Great. Well, you know, producers, you know, they often talk about heat stress, transport stress, stress at weaning. You know, these things, you know, we talk about like then separately. So what does science is telling us, you know, about how these stressors interact and, you know, especially at the gut level?
Yeah, so these stressors tend to converge at the weak point in an animal, which is usually the GI tract. And we study these stressors in the lab oftentimes, you know, one at a time, like we will evaluate heat stress or weaning stress or transport stress. But in modern barns, we have this sort of micro stress events all the time where you're going to see multiple of these stressors. So you may have things like transport stress and heat stress combined with weaning stress or a disease challenge all happening at the same time. And, you know, maybe these events alone don't look very dramatic, but then when you have them all together, it is a pretty big impact on the GI tract, especially in young pigs. And again, that energy will be sort of redirected during that time. So one term I like to say is it's kind of like death by a thousand cuts. And so, yeah, we see these stressors in combination and they tend to be, you know, cumulative and they tend to compound on top of each other.
Gotcha. And, you know, I mean, one of the things, of course, you know, there is a lot of discussion about, you know, gut health. And of course, you know, the definition of gut health is pretty wide, or, you know, when we talk, I mean, a lot of people will have different feed additives, right? A lot of companies are developing feed additives for gut health specifically, right? So from the physiology standpoint, what mechanisms actually matter when we're trying to support pigs under stress?
Yeah, so we are not necessarily looking at eliminating the stress because that is nearly impossible to completely eliminate it. But maybe you're just looking at reducing the cost of that stress. So supporting the epithelial barrier or reducing inflammation. A lot of these feed additives do focus on the gut microbiome, for example, or inflammation. But there's some of these additives that could be focused on the epithelial and epithelial repair. For example, glutamine for the small intestine, because that's the main energy source for enterocytes, or some of the short chain fatty acids, which are a major fuel source for the colon epithelial cells. So we can look at maybe what mechanisms we want to alter. And so if we want to protect the barrier, how can we basically fuel the epithelial cells in order to kind of help them become more robust or resilient to stress?
Most teams don't have a strategy problem. They have a systems problem. Tasks scattered across tools, goals buried in spreadsheets, and metrics no one actually checks. Zentrix OS fixes that. It's a true business operating system that brings tasks, goals, and performance metrics into one connected workspace. So your team always knows what to do, why it matters, and how they're tracking. No more juggling apps. No more missed accountability. Just a clear, organized way to run your business the way it was meant to be run. If you're ready to stop managing chaos and start managing with clarity, Zentrix OS is built for you. Visit ZentrixOS.com and take control of how your team operates.
Gotcha. Okay, well, you know, if we look ahead, right, how close are we to from being able to actually predict when pigs fail under stress, you know, like using biomarkers or, you know, gut measurements? I mean, what else is out there? What other tools are out there to help us to, you know, in order to mitigate, we need to understand, you know, when these things are happening and what level. So what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, we are getting close, but we're not fully commercial ready or barn ready to do that. And, you know, since I started working in this area now about 15 years ago, I think things have really come a long way since then. So we know a lot more about biomarkers that are tied to intestinal permeability or inflammation, metabolic stress. And a lot of those are showing strong potential for being able to get ahead of the stress. So the idea here would maybe be more mitigation or prevention versus trying to treat something after the fact. We know kind of some of these patterns of changes in the microbiome or short-chain fatty acids or proteins that you may be able to take samples from the population of pigs and get ahead of some of these stressors. And then we have a lot of these new tools like transcriptomics, a lot of these cell culture tools like intestinal organoids that are now really well developed in farm animals. And that helps to kind of look at the mechanisms of why these pigs are failing or why they're not being productive, which then gives you more targets later on that you can specifically look at with some of these feed additives or other management strategies.
Well, that'll be great. I mean, as we are aware, you know, in our industry, one of the greatest challenges for sure is survivability, and then, you know, stressors definitely, they do have a great impact on, you know, on how pigs respond to a different challenge, right? So, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have today. Dr. Pierce, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, everyone, thanks for listening to the Swine Nutrition Black Belt Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us some great comments. And please join us in our next episode.